This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last few visits, we've been studying what is found in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 regarding spiritual gifts and their place in the life and ministry of the church. Chapter 14 primarily adds to the theme of spiritual gifts the importance of doing what we do in the church decently and orderly. This would be natural if indeed everything is done as an expression of love and with the desire to enrich others and glorify God. If you took the material we've studied, spread it out before you, and sorted it into groups, you could then use the groups to structure an outline. An outline helps you organize and remember what is in the portion you've studied. Once you've done this, you could summarize what you've learned into some applications you could make to your own life. When I did this, I entitled the outline, Honoring Christ by Enriching Others. The main points were, Christ brings us together, Christians need each other, Christian synergism takes place when each one does his part, Christ is honored. Some applications for me were to make sure I'm primarily concerned about the honor of Christ and the enriching and affirming of others. As I become aware of my spiritual gift or gifts, I need to engage in activities that naturally fit my gifting. I need to be sensitive to the hurts and needs of fellow believers, as well as affirm the gifts and importance of others. Finally, I need to rely on the Holy Spirit to fill me with God's love as the primary motivator for all I do. Remember, love never fails. If you'd like further information and Bible study, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.